This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
I'm
going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. Now, what a difference a week makes, huh? It's all over the place. Last Sunday, I was coming to you after plowing all night, after 4 to 6 inches of snow. Now, last night, it's downpoured heavily. And it's 40 degrees. So, man, it's times are crazy when it comes to weather. Just up and down all over the place. And, you know, we're confused. Your plants are definitely confused. So, this is going to be a year that early on, we're going to want to take care of them a little more than we have in the past. Maybe worry a little bit about some of those plants that are a little bit more established, that you don't fertilize as often. Worrying about those versus, you know, just your new plantings from last year. Because I'll tell you, if we're confused, they're definitely confused. I mean, we can actually understand and see the weather. Plants, you know, they have their triggers. They know when weather's coming, etc. But it's just up and down, and they can't do anything much to protect themselves. So, you know, it's up to us in the spring to really look at our plants and say, all right, we got to do something. What is it? You know, is it an early fertilizer, an Espoma fertilizer? You know, your holly tone, your plant tone. Is there something that you see a major issue? You know, are we using protilizer to go along with that Espoma product? You know, that's something to be thinking about going forward this spring. I mean, I know it's still winter. We're on January 26th, so it is still time for us to see some more snow, see some everything. So we'll see how it goes. Now, we do have a caller on the line, so we want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Linda's in St. Charles, Illinois.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I've always enjoyed listening to your dad and listening to you. In fact, it's about it's a little bit after 5 o'clock in the morning here. So I really appreciate your show. My question is, I was given an orchid as a gift, and it did very well. And now it's dormant. You know, the flowers are off. and I keep feeding it ice cubes. I guess a quarter cup of water would do instead. That's a question. And the other question is, I have not been giving it any fertilizer when the leaves are off or the flowers are off. Is that okay?
Yeah, so we'll start with the first one you're talking about. Yeah, when you're talking about the watering with ice cubes, that's a great way to slowly release the water towards the plant. I don't see it as a bad thing by any means. A lot of times, so in the industry, there are a lot of garden shows where you'll go somewhere and there'll be a bunch of the different plants that a nursery or garden center is looking to sell. And what do they do at this time of year when they can't water the floor because people are walking around, they don't want them to slip? They actually will bring ice cubes in and water that way. So it's not a bad thing by any means. It's almost like a slow-release fertilizer type where it slowly releases that water. Now, when it comes to the watering, as you know, if you were to just pour water into something that was really dry, it's just going to go right through. Whereas putting those ice cubes in there, it's going to slowly seep in, allowing that water to get to the root system. So I don't see that as a bad thing. What I might look at doing is once a week or once every other week, getting it, you know, a nice soaking. And then continue it on with those ice cubes to keep it, you know, not wet, but be able to absorb some of the moisture. So I think you're doing all right, perfectly with that. Now with the fertilizer, at the point when the plant has gone by its flowers and it's to its leaves, you don't need to fertilize. Okay.
Good.
What you'd be fertilizing would be just the leaves. And that, there's nothing wrong with fertilizing just the leaves, but you're looking for the flowers of this plant. When you start to see a new stem or a flower shoot pop up, that's when you want to start fertilizing it with the orchid food. Because you want the fertilizer to push where you want it to go. You want it to go towards the flower, but if the flower's not present, that fertilizer is just going to go towards the leaves and the root system that way. So once you start to see a flower shoot pop up, that's when you can start hitting it with fertilizer. You want it to have that little bit of a dormancy period, as we talk about all the time. At this time of year, you kind of want it to go by and then let it rejuvenate. Keep it in the same light that you have before, the same watering, everything. You just want the stem, you want the plant to just kind of rebuild its energy and then focus for the next flower that's going to come.
Thank you. You really explained it well. I appreciate that.
No problem, Linda. Anytime. And I'm glad to hear that you're up early listening to us. We really do appreciate it.
Okay. I appreciate your show, too.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, when I was describing the watering with Linda, it was just, you know, when I went to, I used to go to a lot of garden shows where you would look at plants. Garden centers were selling, you know, we went to New England Grows or the Boston Flower Show. You know, Boston Flower Show is a little bit different because they have specific areas where the plants are, so you expect it to be wet. But I'm talking more of like a trade show. And you would see all these plants in there, and you'd be like, well, how are they going to water everything? And then you'd look around, and there were just ice cubes in everything because it was the easier way. It would slowly seep in, and it wouldn't soak the ground. So it's you know, a nice, slow process to do it. But again, when it comes to watering, you know, maybe a soaking once a week or once every other week to really get it some deep watering, and then slowly feeding it like that. Just consider it almost like a slow-release fertilizer. So it's pretty, that's a pretty cool way to think about it. So Linda, great idea for what you're doing. Perfect for your orchids. So, we're talking about the weather and, you know, how crazy it is going back and forth. Warmed up and it's in the 40s. It's not going to rain today. Looks like it's not going to rain tomorrow as well. So it would be a good time for you to get out there and use your wilt proof as your second application to get us through the next couple weeks, the next couple months of winter. Spray those evergreens. Get them reapplied, because as much as the product will tell you, 3 to 4 months, you did it in November, December, January, there's 3 months. You get one more month, that's February. What happens if we have some snowstorm late in March? I just want you guys to be protected with your plants. So wiltproof is definitely recommended at this time. Right now, at least in the New England area, it's looking like the 40 degrees. We want it to be 40 or warmer when we apply that, so it will actually absorb. Obviously, no rain for a bit. So this is definitely a good time to do it, to have that second application, because, if last week's storm was anything to tell us, winter's still here, which definitely is. In the past few years, winter really is just starting at this point. So you look at the long-term forecast, it doesn't really say that. But I want you to really just be prepared for these plants, because with the weather changes, etc., something like wiltproof is definitely going to help you out. Now, if you have any questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were actually talking with Linda in regards to an orchid. And one of the things I was looking at during the break, just a little bit more information, kind of was thinking about what else we can do for an orchid after it blooms. And one of the things they're talking about is actually repotting an orchid after it blooms. You know, maybe going to the next size pot. Nothing too drastic with the pot. Maybe going just a little bit bigger. They have specific orchid pots that have holes in the side for air to go through, to allow the roots to breathe a little bit. So, just it's definitely a good time to repot after an orchid flowers. So might look scary because as you open it, things are going to pop out, but you really want to do it each year. Now we do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Peter's in New Boston.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I bought a Japanese crab. It's known as Malus Royal Raindrops.
Yep.
And it has been peculiar. I don't know. The leaves have like a muted coloration on the top, which might be the proper color. I mean, it looks like some kind of modern art or something. But on the bottom of the leaf, every one has a pimple. And I don't know if that's normal or whether there's something wrong with it. I've tried to get a hold of the nursery where I bought it, and I don't get any response from them. And it hasn't produced any fruit yet.
Okay.
I didn't know if you folks know anything about it. Or...
Now, how old is the tree?
Well, it's like 5-foot tree. I've had it for 2 years.
Okay. And you're saying it has, like, under the leaf. It's not on the top of the
right.
leaf. It's like a...
No, not on the top. It's on the bottom.
Okay.
Every leaf has, like, a pimple or dark. I don't know how to describe it.
No, I get what you're saying. So is it just one, or is there many? Is it growing in, in like a grouping of them, or is it just one individual or spread out?
Single, yep, just a single plant.
Okay. Now, it sounds like it could be a little bit of the apple scab, but it's not completely. Are the leaves turning brown on the tips?
I didn't notice that.
Okay. It's not, you said the discoloration.
On the top, it looks like it would be, maybe the natural color. It's like red and green, and it's like, looks like some sort of a Morden art thing that, a very peculiar coloration. But the name is, Royal Raindrop.
Yeah, so usually a Royal Raindrop has like a purple, leaf structure to it, fade a little bit into like that orange red in the fall. I'm wondering if part of it is just that new growth on the top, because you're saying it's the top. Any new growth that pops up?
The top of the leaf.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the top of the plant.
No,
I apologize.
Top of the leaf. Every leaf is the same.
Okay. Because a lot of times with a royal raindrop, it's that dark purple. It will have a little bit of a lighter green, not lighter, but like not your heavy green. You can tell that there's a little bit to it. But that should develop into a little bit more of that green than not the green, the purple, than just sitting on the green. So I think there's a little bit going on here. We're running into the break. Why don't you hang tight for me? On the other side of the break, I'll give you some more information what I think you should do this spring make this a little bit better and more successful for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We are going to be right back. Give us a call at 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a brief Saturday session in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump as his lawyers began their opening arguments, laying out their defense of charges brought by Democrats against him. White House counsel Pat Cipollone says,
"Now they have the burden of proof, and they have not come close to meeting it."
The Trump team will resume its opening arguments on Monday. The death toll rising from an earthquake in Turkey. They say they've been working through the night in sub-zero temperatures and pulled 45 people from the rubble of collapsed buildings. However, the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck on Friday night has killed at least 31. Over 1,600 people were injured. Chinese officials now say over 2,000 people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, and the death toll in China has risen to 56. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everybody.
everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Peter in regards to his Royal Raindrops crab apple. So I do have a couple follow-up questions because I didn't want it to be this, but I was looking during the break at some pictures, and I just want to, I'm hoping that this isn't the case, but do you have any junipers close to this crabapple or any cedar plants?
How close are you thinking? I have a collection of conifers.
Okay. Just in the... In the, you know, in the vicinity, same, you know, obviously it could be the same area, but it could be, you know, on the other side of the house or something like that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I do.
Okay, and now, when you see these pimples, if you will, on the bottom of the leaves, are they just like an individual growth, or do they kind of look like fingers coming out of it?
No, individual growth.
Okay. So
each one has just like one on the bottom.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking these questions is there is a disease called cedar apple rust that can happen to the crab apple, but it's affected by a juniper or a cedar. And
I see.
What'll happen is by having them close together, and not even just like, right, I'm not talking like 2 feet from each other. They could be 20 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
There is a cycle that happens. Is the juniper will get this like reddish brown gall on it. It almost kind of looks like a puffer fish. I don't know if the puffer fish is that the brown fish that almost has spikes all around it, and then
right.
It'll like blow up, and it looks like it's just this big brown spiky thing, if you will. It kind of looks like that, but like reddish.
Right.
And that will be on the juniper. And then what will happen is early April and May, that will happen on the juniper. Then it will push its pores out into the air, will go to the crab apples or apples, creating an apple scab looking, creating this fungus that's underneath the leaf. And it can be one spot, it can be multiple spots. So I'm just based on what you're describing and the cycle, I'm in between on it being that. It almost feels like it is part of it and maybe not a as extreme infection, if you will.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is have you, you're going to have to take a look this spring, this April and May.
Yeah.
And take a look at your cedars. Any juniper, any evergreen that's in that area, take a look and see if there's any galls there. Okay?
I see.
If you're seeing something along those lines, you're going to need to get rid of that gall that you can find and just get rid of it. Don't put it in a compost pile. Don't leave it anywhere. Just get rid of it. Okay?
Right.
Any of the leaves that have been infected on the Royal Raindrops, when you rake them up, just get rid of them. Don't use them in a compost. Don't, you know, just get them in the trash, okay?
Yeah.
You don't want to send it to, like, a, I don't know if that, where you are, has, like, a leaf pickup. You almost don't want to have that done there because you can just move it into, like, a local compost, and that you don't want to do that.
Right.
So there are fungicides that you can spray on this, you know, on the tree itself to help control it.
Yeah.
You know, by spraying this, you know, like a fungonil or an infuse, or if you want to go organic, you can use like Serenade all over the crab apple this spring. On the foliage. Once you start to see the foliage popping out, you know, they also, you can take a look at it. A lot of times what they'll say is when you first start to see the flower buds form is when you would want to be doing this because it's about the same time. It's that April, May time frame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Even in the end, if this isn't a full-blown cedar apple rust, I want to suggest for you to do the same thing, okay? Because of the fact that it has some of the symptoms, it has that fungus, it has like a little bit of something going on. So we want to treat it like it's just a fungus.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So using like a fungonil or a Fungenex or something that is a fungicide, and spraying it, when you see the flowers start to form, the buds start to form, that's when you would use it. You could also, after the flower drop, you could spray it.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of times, you know, this is where it's touchy, because flower blossoms, when they're popping, we want them to be pollinated by an insect, by a bee.
Right.
So we don't want to spray something when they're in full bloom.
Okay.
Because even though it's a fungicide and it's working on a fungus, it's got a coating on it, right? And it's going to sit on an insect that could be on the plant. So we don't want to, that's why we want to look at right as the buds are starting to form or after flower drop.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we want to protect those bees, those pollinators that are there. Another suggestion for when spraying, spray at night when any when any beneficial insect will be, you know, back in their hive or wherever they you know they go. So that's just an example of what to do. So you do it a couple times. You can even, what I'd even want you to do is at the end of the season, when leaf, right towards the end when the leaves are starting to turn a little bit, like towards that like fall color, that would be the, that you would want to spray it as well, going into the fall. The other thing that you should be doing with this is definitely fertilizing it early in the spring. Because a healthy tree, a healthy plant, is going to have more of like an immune system, if you will, to fight off a disease like this. Now, it seems like it's happened the past couple of years since you got it.
Right.
So it is something that it's just dealing with year after year. So we want to try and get it going a little bit and stronger. So early in the spring, once you start to see the ground starting to thaw, you know, you start to see forsythia blooming, I'd want you to use a tree tone from Espoma. Okay, so you use that tree tone and you fertilize it on the drip line. So the drip line of a tree is as wide as the branching is. So however wide the branching is, that's considered the drip line. And then I want you to use whatever is recommended on the fertilizer package.
Right.
For the size of the tree. And I want you to do more. I want you to do right on. And then almost like a, you do like a circle on the drip line. And in four spots, you take like a shovel or the opposite end of a shovel, like a crowbar, something. Get into the ground a couple inches, open up a little hole, and take the fertilizer in quarters and put it in all four spots. So we're getting a good amount of the root system. Okay.
Right.
That's going to be your first fertilization for it. It's a slow release. It's going to help the plant. The other thing that I'd like to see you do to help the plant's immune system, there's a product out there called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. It's basically vitamins for your plants.
I see.
It's going to help the root system grow a little bit stronger. It's going to help the... It actually kind of works hand-in-hand with the fertilizer, allowing the fertilizer to be more readily available, help the plant grow stronger. So what we're doing is we're building up this immune system, getting it stronger early. Then we're hitting it with a fungicide to get rid of some of that fungus, and we're really getting it off to a good start. Okay?
Yep.
Then, in the fall, you want to hit it with fertilizer again, the same tree tone, but half the rate. During the season, maybe once a month, you would be using that protolizer to help the root system grow stronger. Because the more we take care of the root system underneath the plant, the stronger the shoots and the branching and everything like that are going to be. So, I think that's going to help you. The other thing that could have happened, and I'm just thinking about this in the back of my head while we're talking, is this might have come with the cedar apple rust. You know, it could have come from and I'm not blaming it on a garden center by any means, because they might not even know. There could have been a cedar that was affected in the back of the nursery that popped onto the plant and the wind blew it. Or a neighbor near had the cedar apple rust. You know what I mean? It could be something along those lines. So what I'd do is, if you have any surrounding neighbors that might have some of these cedars and you're not seeing galls on your plants, maybe take a look from afar, or if you know them well, look in their yard and see if they have it. If they have it, it's wind-borne. So the spores will pop out through the wind, and then they will go out. Obviously, they'll fall on other plants, but they're most likely, once they find a apple or a crab apple, they just they absorb right into it. They love it. That's their host.
I see.
So just take a look for that. If you have a second to Google just cedar apple rust, you'll see the gall that I'm talking about. It'll pop up. It's kind of gross. And a lot of times, when you look at the cedar apple rust on the leaves, it'll be more than just one. It'll be all over it. So I really think you're in the early stages, and we might be able to really hit it. And that's why I want you to do those couple steps, because I think it'll help you be very successful that way.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Well, much obliged. Yeah, that's a big help.
And hopefully this works out for you. I know I talked about it a lot. It's something that we don't really think about because it's from another host as well. I want to try to get as much information out there, because it could be somewhere else. It could be on a cedar. It could be on an arborvitae. Some arborvitae, you know, the...
Yeah, I've got a lot of conifers that I bought, a collection of them, and
so definitely,
more than likely it's here.
Yeah, definitely take a look at it, because getting rid of it's going to help you in the long term. It might help the discoloration of the leaves as well. But I think that fertilizer and the protolizer is actually going to help the leaf color grow stronger and better for you. So definitely look into that combination.
Beautiful.
All righty.
Well, thanks a million.
All right, Peter, you have a great one, and thank you for the phone call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I was saying to Peter, it could be the start of cedar apple rust, or it could just be something close to it. We would follow the same steps when it comes to a fungicide. I'd want you to use that fertilizer. I want you to get the plants stronger. I want you to use the protolizer. Protolizer is so important to a plant. Again, like we said, it's vitamins for your plant, and it works together with the fertilizer for you. So definitely something to look at. Give us a call if you have some questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break and be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or... Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Do everything we can to help you out. We do actually, I got an email while we were on the air here about a half hour ago from Peggy. And she's saying, good morning. I'm listening to the show on KBJT in Fordyce, Arkansas. It says, during Christmas holidays, I bought a wax ball amaryllis. I know it now has bulbs where the blooms were. I can't make myself throw it out yet. The wax ball is still intact and the stems are green. I've read it only blooms one season. Will it bloom again? And she sent a couple pictures. Now, the wax ball amaryllis, unfortunately, is one and done. Once it blooms, it has that, it's done for the year. It's done for good. But the bulbs that you have on the top here, I want you to take a look. I want you to cut those off, cut into them. You might find some seeds. Now, it's going to take a little bit of work for you, but you might be able to pop in those seeds, get them into some soil, get them right into compost, and try it out. It's not going to hurt because, just putting them in some compost in a couple pots, maybe put a couple there, see what sprouts out, see what happens. It's not always everyone's going to pop. That's just, how it is. Be a couple here and there that might pop up and slowly grow from that. But that's kind of how it's gone to seed. It's gone past. It's trying to reproduce. So take a look at those bulbs that are on the top and cut into them. I noticed from the picture, it almost has like little lines where it has like four bulbs on that one ball, if you will. Cut on those lines and you're going to be able to see that there's a few in there. At this point, the plant, you know, it's not going to hurt the plant by cutting into it. The plant's not going to come back. I'm seeing on the bottom the leaves are starting to pop through. You could cut the two stems that are flowering and see if that's going to pop up some more. It might just show foliage. And that's probably one of the things that it will do just based on what amaryllis do. But it's gone to seed. It's done its job, right? So it starts off as a bulb, shoots out some leaves, shoots out some stems, flowers. Now it's done. It wants to reproduce. What does it do? It puts out those seed pods and goes from there. So you could try it out. There's no guarantee on it, but I'd put them right into compost, just a little bit into the soil. Take that soil that you're putting them in, maybe wet it first, right? Allow that water to soak into the soil, then put the seed in. That way, when you water it the first time, the seed doesn't drop, right? You know, if it was really dry soil, when you put a seed in and you wash it, sometimes the water will just push right through. So that could be part, you know, that could happen where the seed will just fall with it. So anytime you're seeding, and this is in general when we start to seed at this point, I want to see the soil wet before you plant so that when you do put that seed in, it stays in the spot you want it to stay, right? So that it's not going through, or it's not coming to the top and floating. So something to think about, but I definitely think you could try it out. I mean, a simple thing that we're doing at my house right now is we had an avocado. I put it in water for a few days, let the plant kind of the seed pop and allow some moisture into it. And now I've taken it. It's sitting on the top of a cup. I put toothpicks on three sides of it, so it will hold right on the top of the water. See if we can push some roots on it. I mean, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, it was worth a try. What am I going to do? I can throw it away, or we can try some things at home, show my girls how to try something. And that's what gardening's about, right? Gardening's about trying something. You'll fail a few times, but you can continue and try again and make something work. So why not, right? You already purchased it. Use it again. See what you can do. Right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take our break. When we get back in the 7 o'clock hour, more of your gardening questions. Try to answer some more questions for you and help you out. We'll be back in a couple.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.